I'd like to welcome you. On Republic Broadcasting Network. And it's good to be with you this morning. Today we're going to be talking, it's Veterans Day tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things, but one of the things we're going to be talking about is the godly heritage of this nation. We're going to touch on a lot of the current news, the things that are going on as far as what touches the sovereignty of this nation, and we're going to honor our veterans. Ken is a veteran and Vietnam, and I'm a veteran, and I feel very close to the veterans today, and so we praise God, and I pray that the volume is good for you, that you can hear it. I'm having a little trouble hearing the program. Maybe the engineers can boost that up a little bit. I want to talk about God judges a nation. God's judged every nation. We look through through history, and God's merciful, and He's slow to anger. But there comes a point when He judges a nation, and when this nation began to abort, to take prayer out of the school, and then abort to overturn the laws and all the laws of the states, and start doing wholesale abortion in 1973 to this present time with partial birth abortions and this type of thing. God is not happy with that. The shedding of innocent blood is spoken about in Scripture, spoken very strongly about. So it's amazing. He'll destroy a nation. He'll destroy an empire. He'll destroy whatever gets in the way. The Bible records the destruction of God's Jewish people and their removal from the land of Israel in 600 B.C. For two centuries before the destruction, He had been warning Israel. God sent prophet after prophet to warn Israel of the coming disaster. The people, for the most part, refused to turn from sin. The result was that multitudes died in the country, and it was destroyed. Boy, I'll tell you, they were taken into captive. Praise God, I hear the music in the background, and we'll be right back after commercial. We've got Ken on this morning, I know, and we've got some people on this morning, but... We'll be right back. This is Signs of the Times, Public Broadcasting.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans, reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
I'd like to welcome you back to Science with Carla Sanders. We seem to be having technical problems. I don't know what's happening here, but we're going to keep on going just like we were on the air, and I hope that we are. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, Republic Broadcasting Network. Was alive when Israel was destroyed, and he warned of the coming destruction. And today we've got a lot of prophets that are warning people, and I don't mean the prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, I mean prophets, people who are hearing from God, and they're warning this nation to turn from sin and turn to God. They wouldn't listen to Jeremiah's warning. They won't listen today. But when we stop recognizing that the calamities, the things that are happening are warnings from God, when we stop that, boy, I'll tell you, there's impending destruction. Jeremiah said, "My people know not the judgment of the Lord." Jeremiah 8:7. Modern America is very similar to ancient Israel. They were both founded on godly principles, and there was a godly heritage. Both nations turned from God and went into gross sexual immorality while still appearing to remain religious. And I want to make that point, while still appearing to remain religious. Both nations practiced child killing. And that's all abortion is killing an innocent child. It's murder. And they encouraged and promoted homosexuality. Just before destruction, both nations were consumed with violence. And if you saw any of the programs on the violence down on the border and the violence in this nation, then it is not hardly a news broadcast of what somebody hasn't been shot, executed, this type of thing in this country. This nation has turned to violence. And both nations were warned by God. Ken, are you on? This is a great day. It's a day that we're celebrating the veterans of our nation. And so, Ken, are you there?
I'm here, Carl. Good morning.
Praise God. Well, I still seem to have a volume problem. It was loud at the beginning, and all of a sudden it's dropped off. I'm not on Skype today. They're having problems with the Skype system. But, you know, I was thinking about, as I read that, I was thinking about the the judgment on a nation, and the fact that even to the time that the door of the ark closed, people did not recognize that judgment was on the world. Noah and Jesus said very clearly, it'll be as it was in the days of Noah. So we see a people, hey, it was party time. It was, they laughed at the old man standing out there for 120 years preaching that it was going to rain. What do you mean rain? We've never had rain. The Bible very clearly tells us that that's what it's going to be like. Well, Ken, you're a veteran, and I was, you know, this, a lot of the controversies really bother me, but I want to reflect back on something a little bit, and then I want you to make some comments. And one of the things I want to reflect on is what World War II was like. And I was a young boy in World War II, and you know, it was amazing as our relatives of mine, soldiers, men were brought into the Marines, the Army, Army Air Corps, and all of that at that time. And but there was a you know, you honored the fact that your uncles, cousins were out serving our country. And I don't ever recall in all of those years of the 40s and on up through the end of the war and this type of thing, there ever being a foreclosure on a veteran because he couldn't make his payment. Nobody asked anybody. If a man was in the service, his bills weren't even talked about. And I remember that. It was really something because, it was just that thing in the air that you didn't, this man was off serving our country. He was off fighting a battle, and the last thing that he needed to worry about was any bills that he might have. And of course, the nation wasn't in the kind of debt mess that we're in now. But I remember that my dad talking to me, and of course, Dad was heavily involved in building runways and doing things. My mom was involved in war work and this type of thing. But there was a different feeling in the air. Little kids went around collecting up tinfoil from gum wrappers and from cigarette packs and this type of thing and rolling it into a ball and turning it in for the war effort. There was just, you wouldn't think of dishonoring a military man, a man that was in the service serving our country. And we saw some of those things change just a few years later as we got into Korea. And of course, I was in Korea, but I saw it was somebody else's war, and it wasn't that gathering together that we had during World War II. The efforts, factories immediately switched to building airplanes, tanks, and other things. And I just wanted to open it up and just a few comments, Ken, on what you reflect on this day before Veterans Day and being a veteran. And then we'll get into some of the other things that we need to talk about. We're still talking about the signs. Go ahead.
Well, Carl, you know, I interestingly enough, I didn't really connect it to Veterans Day particularly, but when I was exercising last night, I decided to dig out a DVD, and I pulled out one I haven't watched but once, and that was called Hamburger Hill. It's about, I think, it's Hill either 937 or 967 in Vietnam out of the Alshaw Valley. And it was 101st Airborne. I had friends in that, some alive, some dead. And I looked at that, and I just thought a tremendous sacrifice that they made. You know, and they were talking about, and this happened, they were talking about all the protests and love children and all that stuff back home. And it was demoralizing to them. And they had Hanoi Jane and all the rest on the radio doing all that. But I looked at their sacrifice. And I remember myself that, you know, you weren't thinking about politics when you were in the trenches. You know, when you're trying to, as they were doing, trying to take that hill under tremendous fire, losing maybe as many as 70% of their people, they weren't thinking about politics. that a soldier doesn't go to war for politics. A soldier goes to war to defend those things that he holds dear. And yes, in that case, they were lied to. They have been in probably every war. And people didn't believe in it, but the soldiers believed in it. They didn't believe in the war or the politics about it. But I think what it comes down to, when you're in war itself, the only people you have are the people around you. You can't rely on the assistance back home. There's no sheriff going to come and deliver you. There's no family to support you. The only family you have, the only people you can rely on, are the people watching your back and you're watching their back. So soldiers have been the same. They're the tool of someone's political ploy, but we shouldn't blame the tool. It's like blaming, quite frankly, it's like blaming the gun for someone being shot. Guns don't jump up and pull their own trigger. And that's exactly what happens when people blame the soldiers. And, you know, I came back and went to school, finished out my school at UC Berkeley, which is the University of California, probably the hotbed of political unrest at that time. So you can imagine the cultural shock for a boy coming from the mountains of the Northwest, going over to Southeast Asia, doing what I thought was right at the time, and coming back and meeting that kind of opposition. So I never blame the soldiers for what's going on. Only look at the politicians who sent them there. So that's kind of my reflection. And you probably remember, Carl, we talked, maybe not last time, but what I saw in this country is such a tremendous loss of respect for veterans. And I can, if you have a moment, I'll give you one quick example.
Yes, go ahead.
I happen to officiate, they call it, at a veterans funeral. Actually, I've done more than one, but this was at the New Veterans Cemetery in Dixon, California, which, interestingly enough, is very close to Travis Air Force Base, where they bring back a lot of the bodies from Iraq. And they were going to present a flag and to the widow, and they were going to, you know, the folding and all stuff like that, which was really great. And they play taps, and this time they play taps on a CD. They don't have a real bugler anymore. One thing really impressed me was, first of all, the people who came out were volunteers. They're in the reserves. You know, this is how they're doing their time. And there was a force driver presenting the flag. He was actually a Navy captain. But what disturbed me a little bit was that when they, you know, they unfold the flag and then they fold it back up and all that stuff like that, they did that, and there weren't hardly anybody there who remembers, but you may remember, Carl, that when I went to veterans' funerals before, they actually told us what the folds were for.
Yes.
And that's been eliminated. I mean, talk about bias against veterans. They're so anti-God in this country now that just, as I understand it, just one or two complaints led to a ban on flag-folding recitations across the country. Can I just share a couple of the folds, because people need to know what this is, and they can go look it up for themselves. But it's when they unfold the flag and they have it displayed, they're supposed to say that it represents, and I'm taking this right from the U.S. Air Force manual, okay? They're supposed to represent the religious principles on which your country was founded. I'll come back to it, Carl. I hear the music.
All right, Ken, sounds like we got the commercial coming, and we'll be right back with Republic Broadcasting and Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings savings, that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-USE-SFR1. 873-7371 today.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and Ken, my co-host, is on, and we were just talking about what a timing for this to pop up right before Veterans Day, but the folding of the flag and the and Ken, go ahead with what you were talking about, the significance of each fold in folding a veteran's flag.
I'll just hit a couple highlights, Carl. I think we have to remember that memorial services, funerals are not for the veteran. He's dead.
Right.
It's for the people that are sitting there. It's for the family. It's for the wives, for the mothers, for the sons, for the daughters. Those are the people it's for, and I think they're being robbed now because supposedly a few atheists or somebody else has decided they don't like to have anything relating to God. Well, that's not about them. They're not there. Let's let the people who are there decide what they want to do. So I want to just share a few things with people of what we're missing. You know, when the way it's supposed to work, and I've seen this a number of times, and maybe you have too. I've been to funerals for high-ranking military officers and so forth. But what happens is when they come out, the honor guard with the flag and so forth, they say that the flag-folding ceremony represents the same religious principles on which our country was originally founded. The portion of the flag denoting honor is the canton of blue containing the stars representing the states of our veterans served in uniform. And then it starts the folding. I'm going to just give you a few of them. The first fold of our flag is a symbol of life. The second fold is a symbol of our belief in the eternal life. The third fold is made in honor and remembrance of the veteran who's just now departing our ranks. The fourth fold represents our weaker nature, for as American citizens trusting in God, it is to him we turn in times of peace as well as in times of war, for his divine guidance. And finally, the 12th fold says, in the eyes of a Christian citizen, represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies in their eyes God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So it reminds the people there, and remember, this: the purpose of a memorial service is to bring peace and comfort, if possible, to the people who are left behind, who have lost a loved one. And they just taken away their trust in God, not taken away their trust in God, but the whole discussion of the only peace that there ever be, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, is completely removed. And I think that people are being robbed, particularly the veterans and their families are being robbed as a result of that. And so when I was thinking back of the great sacrifices, and I don't know who that veteran might be, he might never serve on the front lines, most of the veterans never do, but that person made a sacrifice for me. And for everybody left here behind, that we can enjoy our way of life, whatever the sacrifice might be for, and we don't have the right to rob them of their beliefs. What if they believe in Christianity? Why do we let a few atheists, and there are only a few, who are vocal, who stand out, rob the rest of us of what we want for peace and comfort? When is it about time for us to stand up and say the majority has rights too? It's in the homosexual affair. It's in the economic realms, it's in the religious realms, it's everywhere. The minority are the ones that are taking over. And quite frankly, I'm fed up with it. So that's my soapbox for this part of the morning, Carl.
Well, Ken, it's amazing because the protest came from a single individual. But the protest came to the White House. I was amazed when I looked at the Fox News report on this. It says a complaint was filed to the White House after one of those recitations was read incorrectly. Steve L. Murrow, the director of National Cemetery Administration Field Office, ordered the cemetery directors to stop the readings. But it went to the White House. You would think the commander-in-chief of the military, who has openly stated that he's a Christian, would say, hey, butt out, buddy. We don't need you interfering with what's going on. You know, I can remember the flag ceremonies clear back when I was in the military. Ken, when I was in Indochina before it was Vietnam, one of those wars that we didn't fight, and by the way, if you want to find out about that, go to the French website. You can on Indochina, and you can find what we were doing there. But we had 150 men that were in the outfit that I went in with, and there was only 35 survivors of that original 150 men. And there was a lot of burials. There was a lot of caskets that were flown out and went back home. But I just it amazes me that anybody would even touch this thing that honors so much the godly heritage of our nation and also honors that veteran and also is a outreach to the people that are standing there, the family, the I don't care if you're a spectator wandering by. You have to, Ken, the flag going by in a parade, seeing the flag, I am an American. I'm proud to be an American. I served in the military, and as you did in Vietnam, I was in and out. I was in Indochina, Korea. It was amazing, but that flag meant something to me. And, I wonder with all the values, I see people wearing them as shirts. I see people wearing them as pants. Makes me want to go up and just, grab them by the shoulder and say, buddy, do you realize how many men have died so that flag could fly on a hill? Well, we've got the music coming, and we'll be right back after the commercial. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Ken, and we're excited about what God's going to do in this program today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Current
Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network. There's a couple things I'd like to do. Give you, first of all, our call-in number. It's an 800 number. It doesn't cost you anything. Just call in, and we'd be glad to talk to you. It's 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And my website is www.trumpetmin.org. And you can contact us through the website. You can send us emails through the website. Ken, why don't you give your email address? And we'd love to hear from you. I thank you for the emails we've been getting and the encouragement that has come from those emails. And so, Ken, why don't you give your email address?
Sure. It's kdlittle2, that's the number 2, at yahoo.com.
Okay. I see. Give it again, brother.
Sure. It's kdlittle, the number 2, at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. We were in on the flag, talking about the flag and the folding of the flag and talking about the significance of that ceremony and this type of thing. And I know what they're doing. You know, they're trying to take out any reference to God in this country, any reference. And I'm going to tell you something. They've been trying to run this thing for a while. And, boy, I'll tell you, things are falling apart and people don't realize it. So the purpose of this program is really to warn you, to like a warning from the watchman. We're trying to let you know that these things are going on, and what you hear in the news media, the liberal news media, is not anything of the way that it actually is. And so I'm just amazed. Ken, why don't you continue with your thoughts on the flag for a minute, and then let's move into some of the things we want to talk about too for today.
Yeah, I think we can do that, Carl. I think we have to remember what the flag is. It is a sign. it is a symbol. You know, the flag itself is material, sewn in a certain pattern and all of that. It may be paper, whatever it is. But it symbolizes, that is, it stands for, it's a memorial of our country and the principles upon it was founded. You may think about the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and the, you know, the principles really upon which it's founded. So I think we have to remember that it is a symbol. And it's one of those signs that when we look at the flag, it should bring to our mind our country and our beliefs and so forth. So I think what we see with this flag folding deal is not only has the disrespect of veterans personally gone rampant in this country in our lifetimes, but now the current regime is also showing no respect to the veterans. As you say, no matter what your personal beliefs may be, if I had a veteran who was a Buddhist, for example, and they wanted to do a Buddhist ceremony, I'm not saying I participate in it, but that's their right to do that. We should respect the veteran who gave his life for us. And so I think you see that these signs are showing us, again, one more time, God is giving us another sign to show the rottenness of our society. And I think of the signs, and just to kind of slide into the rest of it, Carl, you look at signs, God is speaking to us. God speaks to two different groups of people. He speaks to the believers and the unbelievers. And I'm not talking about people, believers being people sitting in church and all that stuff. There are people who hear the voice of God, people who, as you said before, are prophets, who are warning because they've heard from God in one way or another. Maybe they got an inspiration from the Bible. Maybe they were in prayer. Maybe they saw the signs. But he speaks primarily through signs and wonders to these two different groups. And what's interesting, Carl, I thought this is interesting. I opened up the Bible this morning to Daniel. You remember Daniel was captive in, I think he was taken about 609 B.C. to Babylon. And Babylon, of course, was the leading nation of that time. And what was interesting about it was there were great signs and wonders done at that time. And the pagan king, it was interesting how it impacted him. This was just after the three children, you know, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fire and all that. Listen to what Nebuchadnezzar has to say. Now, this is the king of the greatest empire on the earth at that time. In chapter 4, he says, this is the king speaking, I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Now, it's interesting that this pagan king realizes that the signs were for him. It's amazing to me that here's they had no belief in the same God whatsoever, and that pagan society understood that God was speaking, that the true God was speaking to them through signs. And here we are in this country, which claims to believe in that one true God, and we don't recognize the signs. And I can imagine, and this is just my imagination, so don't have some theologian call me up from some cemetery and tell me that this is wrong, but I can imagine if Jesus were now to look down on America, he'd be weeping just like he wept over Jerusalem because we do not see the signs, the time of our visitation. And he's visiting us right now. He said earlier that, you know, we're coming under judgment. We're under judgment. The noose is tightening, and these things we're looking at right now, and I think what we're trying to warn people about is it's not, we don't have 200 more years that God is warning us. He's been warning us. Now we have to realize the signs are telling us that doom, if you want to call it that, is impending. God is trying to warn his people to turn away. And to the unbelievers, he's saying, you need to turn to me, the one true God. To the believers, he's saying, you need to turn to me, the one true God. So I think in America, we've forgotten that as Christians, our major duty, or one of our major duties, is to intercede for those who do not have an audience with God. And we've lost that intercession, in my mind, Carl, in this country. When we pray, we're busy praying for me, 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 me. I want, I want, I want, I need, I need, I need. Personal things, and we're forgetting about the people all around us in the darkness, in the valley of decision, in that threshing floor, the valley of concision. And we're forgetting about our high calling to be intercessors. Jesus, it says in the Bible, is interceding for us constantly. And why are we not doing the same thing? If we're supposed to follow him, why are we so worried about our personal selves and not worried about the others? It's because our hearts are hardened, and God is sending these signs upon the earth of all kinds. Economic signs, political signs, wars and rumors of wars, plagues, all these things, earthquakes in diverse places, all of these things are happening. and we're not paying a bit of attention. If Nebuchadnezzar could wake up, why on earth are we still asleep? Over to you, Carl.
Oh, praise God. It's, you know, Ken, there was a time when people, not necessarily religious people or Christians, turned to God. And I can remember that in World War II. I can remember people, there was a reverence, and nobody would have ever desecrated a flag. Nobody would have ever... church doors were left unlocked so people could go in and pray. You didn't lock the buildings up with a security system and cameras and this type of thing. Nobody would violate the house of God, a church, this type of thing. And a lot of them were no better than some of the churches today. But I'm just saying that there was a mentality that said the only way that we're going to get through this war, and we were fighting on both fronts, Asia and Europe and this type of thing, but was with the hand of God upon us. And if you look at the Battle of Midway and you look at big battles, it was the turning point was a very small thing that caused the turning point. It wasn't our might. It was a radio that was out of on a Japanese reconnaissance plane, and they couldn't report where the fleet was at that particular time, and so we got the jump on them. Things like that, and people say, "Well, boy, that was we were really lucky." No, you weren't lucky. God had His hand Amen. On this nation, and He had His hand on it for a reason. And I believe that the time that we sent missionaries out all over the world. Today, we've got missionaries coming back in off the field. I've been talking to them. They are absolutely being starved to death on the field. They can't make it. And these are good missionaries. These are people that really care. And so I'm amazed at all of the things that are happening. But I think that, Ken, sin is rebellion against God, but people don't recognize what sin is. If you mention sin, people mock at you and laugh at you. People say, "Well, I'm going to watch that movie. There's just a few swear words in it, or just a few bad words in it." And yeah, they get in bed, but this type of thing. But there was a time when that would not have been even an option, and young people wouldn't have been exposed to the filthy commercials and the stuff that's on television. I recommend to people you take the Babylonian idiot box out and put it in a dumpster. But anyway, Ken, sin's nothing to laugh at. And people laugh at sin, and they laugh at what their kids do. Kids are out of control today, and they laugh at it. Spare the rod, spoil the child. You put that up, we've got that up on the sign in front of the church, and every week it changes. But man, people are just they'll move over to the other side of the road going by, because you don't want to touch little Edgar's behind, because he just busted things up, and we covered up with Ritalin. Man, I'll tell you, do you see where the thing on Ritalin now, where they discovered it stunts the growth and it actually creates a lot of problems in a child, but stunting the growth is one of them. And just a mess. Anyway, we have practicing sin, and we don't realize what it does to the family. What it does to institutions and nations. Sin has been dressed up. We change the names of things. And a man's not a drunk anymore. He is dependent. He's dependent upon alcohol. He's dependent upon drugs. He's dependent. No, he's a drunk. And you might as well call it what it is. And adultery. People are living together today. Can you imagine that? They're dying together. They aren't living together. Everybody's got the try it and buy it mentality in regards to marriage. Well, I'll try a few of them and see if I find one I want to live with. God called it adultery and fornication. And the results of it are all around us in the children, the children that are born into those kind of things. And please don't blame the children. Blame the parents. Blame the parents, but don't blame the children. Drug addiction and alcoholism and this type of thing is a disease. Fornication is called being sexually active. Isn't that something? You got schools like up in Portland, Maine, where they are given contraceptives. They won't give them an aspirin, but they'll give them contraceptives. And I'm just on a run right now, but adultery is now an extramarital affair. Pornography, how about that? We call that adult entertainment. How do you like them apples? Adult entertainment. I tell you, if it's not... Oh, well, I guess homosexuality is an alternate lifestyle. No? No, you're in sin, Turkey. And that's the way it is. And you can't call it anything else but that. And so... And abortion. Abortion is just a simple medical procedure. Isn't that something? There's no stigma attached to those who practice sin. And I'm not talking about slipping and sinning one time and it condemns you the rest of your life. Get off of that. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who practice sin, who continue in their sin. God gave us a way. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible's very clear. You don't have to be in that sin, and you don't have to practice that sin. Killing babies in the womb is a constitutional right now. Isn't that something? And homosexuality is a fundamental civil issue. Oh, boy, doesn't that dress that up? You know, the Bible's clear. I would hate to have a mechanic start working on my car that had a comic book as the maintenance manual for working on my car. And I've got a $50,000 car there. And by the way, I don't have one, but if I had one, and I took it in, the guy pulled out a comic book, and he started taking the computer apart, and he started doing this and that and the other, I would leave that garage as quick as I could. Why is it that we will trust everything but God's word to solve our problems? We turn to psychiatry and psychology. And, you know, I've said it before in this program. Most psychiatrists are psychiatrists because they need one and they can't afford him, so they become one. And I don't see where psychiatry, psychology, any of that has done anything to better mankind. But I'll tell you something. You get in that old black book, you get in that old King James Bible, and you start, it'll tell you how to live your life. It'll tell you what to do with those things in your life. So I'm really on a soapbox right now, but boy, I look at the sin of this nation. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. All of those things bring together that thing that pretty soon becomes an accepted sin, and that's killing babies. Abortion, convenience. Nobody wants to, we got a million people waiting for adoption in this country, and the whole adoption mill is stripping people of every cent they have to finally adopt a baby, and you got other people over here that are throwing them away in a trash can. I don't understand these things. I'm real blunt with it, but it's amazing. Well, Ken, I got on my soapbox for a minute, but I wonder, we're not on Skype this morning, so I don't know about callers, but I wonder if we have any callers. And do we have any callers waiting online? Okay, we've got the music coming. It's time for a commercial. Ken, we'll be right back after the commercial. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we're excited to be here, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things this morning.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
I'd like to welcome you back again to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Brother Ken and California. And, boy, I tell you, we're covering quite a few things this morning, but we seem to be coming back to that same area. What has happened to a nation that's turned their back on God? And the economy, all these things, they're only signs of what, of God's judgment, I believe, on this nation. And so we've spent ourselves into a hole. Do you realize that the dollar has lost 40% in the last 2 years? So, figure out what you were making 2 years ago, and the dollar that you get is worth 40% less. Well, that's prosperity. Ken, and I don't know if we have any callers. The Skype system's down, so I don't know what callers are on, but I'm hoping that they'll let us know when a caller comes on. I know we're expecting some calls. But, Ken, one of the things that, you know, we talk about signs that is moving fast right now, in the New York, I was on a program out of New York City last night, and we were talking about the Easy Pass that they're using in New York and the freeways around New York. And one of the things they have done is changed, is set up a system to track the Easy Pass, not just through the toll gates, which is what they were told it was for, but to be able to track that Easy Pass as it goes down the highway and issue speeding tickets based upon the speed of the vehicle that's got the Easy Pass on it. Now, they are now looking to require in the VIN number on the vehicles a identification chip that will identify every vehicle, and they can, whether you got an Easy Pass or not, you would be picked up for speeding. So, it's amazing how, back in Zechariah talked about the spy in the sky and talked about the roll in the sky, 15 by 30 feet and all that. But it was to catch the thief and catch him that sweareth falsely. And so here we have now systems coming in all across the nation, surveillance systems, cameras, and all this kind of stuff. There is no place to hide. And it's amazing the technology that we saw a while back is now all around us. So, Ken, how about some comments?
Well, kind of to back into it, I guess, we need to remind the people who listen, not just who hear this program, but who listen, that we are in a war right now. We're in the war for the hearts and minds of men. And don't be deceived. If you claim to be a Christian in this country, there's coming a time when you're going to have to either stand up for it or not. The old question used to be, well, if you were arrested and put on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? That's going to be happening here before too long, I believe. It happened in Hitler's Germany, happened in all kinds of countries. It's happening in China and Indonesia and so forth, and India and other places right now, where you're going to have to prove that you trust in God by your actions, so that people have a reason to ask you for the hope that's within you. And what we're seeing in this country now is that the system you just described is also here in California and other places, and it can track a lot of things. The whole idea is to have complete control of people. Every one of the signs that we're talking about has at least a two-edged sword to it. It gets our attention, but also should show us that this society, and mostly around the world, are devolving into a system of complete control that will not be complete control by the God of the Bible. He does not control our lives. The only freedom there is in Jesus Christ. That's the only place you're truly free. We're in bondages all over the place, just as the ancient people of Hebrew were in bondage. I remember in the time of Jesus when he was saying, you shall know the truth shall make you free, and they all say, I think that's the music, Carl.
Sounds like we got the music coming again.